Charlotte Police Chief Kerr Putney has long said he wants to retire after the 2020 Republican National Convention. He made it official Monday afternoon. Putney told City Council he plans to officially retire from the city at the start of the new year. Then he will come back 2 months later and work through the Republican National Convention and then retire for good. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
When Putney retires for the first time January 1st, he will begin earning his state pension based on his $230,000 a year salary. Then, after 2 months, the city has agreed to rehire Putney as chief, raising his pay to the equivalent of $242,000 a year. State law will limit him to working 1,000 hours for the year, or about 6 months, because he's a retiree. That will carry him through the RNC. The city says he will then step down for a second time. Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyle says the city can still prepare for the convention, even with Putney away for 2 months. She praised his 4 years as chief.
But I also think that you can be tired as a police chief, and I think all of us recognize that. And when he says it's important for him to take a break to be with his family, I believe that, and we wish him well. We're really proud of him. He's made a tremendous difference. He's come through some of the toughest times in our city.
Those tough times began when a CMPD officer shot and killed Keith Lamont Scott 3 years ago. The city erupted in protests and violence for 2 nights. Earlier this year, a Charlotte police officer shot and killed a man outside a Burger King on Batesford Road. The district attorney didn't charge the officer, but said the shooting was tragic and that the man appeared to be trying to comply with the officer's orders to drop his gun. The Fraternal Order of Police praised Putney on Monday, saying he balanced the demands of activists with the needs of his officers. This year, Putney had to face another challenge, the city's rising homicide rate. In a news conference earlier this year, Putney criticized a new county policy that favored giving suspects criminal summons to return to court rather than a bond. He also said the media hadn't questioned prosecutors and magistrates about the policy.
You should follow the facts. The challenge, though, that would be journalism, not simple reporting. Yeah, I took that shot, too.
Putney, who's 50, was hired by CMPD as a patrol officer. He's reached his 30-year mark for retirement early through unused vacation time. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.